Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all had jobs where you don't really get along with your coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
But then there are jobs with one common enemy.
Yeah.
A coworker that has done something everyone agrees is so bad or is so annoying that everyone wants them gone. Mm-hmm. Getting the motivation to get up and go to work, just period, can be hard.
Yeah.
But Tommy, you would have to be impossible when you are well aware your coworkers want you fired.
Yeah, it takes a big set to be swinging around the office still.
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we told everybody about allegations that the Irondequoit town supervisor, Andre Evans, is facing. Mm. The Democrat and Chronicle went through a 34-page report that details how a female, now former coworker, claims the town supervisor said and acted inappropriately towards her when she worked for the town.
Mm.
There were comments about her body, according to this woman. Alleged sexual innuendo. There was one alleged comment at the Irondequoit 4th of July festival that involved a hot dog, according to 13 Whim. Not good, Tommy.
No,
not good.
Leave the hot dogs out of this.
But as we told you on Wednesday when we first recapped this story.
Absolutely.
There's a problem.
What happened?
Because Evans, the town supervisor, is an elected official.
Yeah.
He can't be fired.
He ain't budging.
The town board can't remove him. Citizens cannot vote to remove him until the next election.
Mm-hmm.
There is a panel of judges that can look over the case and make a move if they think it's severe, but it takes the DA to get involved in investigation, and that can take years.
Yeah.
So, in claiming he did nothing wrong, Evans continues to hold the town supervisor position, and not only that,
yeah,
he has said multiple times in the last week he intends on running for re-election.
Okay.
So now that you're all caught up,
mm-hmm,
over the weekend, the deputy supervisor in Irondequoit sat down and did an interview with 13 Win. And he says,
what?
The supervisor needs to resign.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a quote.
All right.
You ready? Quote, I do think employee morale is highly affected. Town government is not really functioning effectively due to the circumstances everyone is in. And we don't really see a path forward without Supervisor Evans' resignation.
And this is the guy under him, right?
Second in command, I would assume. Deputy,
like, vice president almost. In the chain of command.
I don't really know.
Right.
If the supervisor cannot fulfill his duties, the deputy supervisor will step in.
Well, I don't know how it works.
Let's assume.
All right. So basically he's saying nobody wants this cat around.
And here's
things are getting worse.
Yes. And I mean, this guy speaks as if he's speaking for everyone else, that no one really wants him there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And you understand why with the allegations and all.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a question.
Yep.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We love to hear your voices. Could you go to work knowing all your coworkers wanted you fired?
Like everybody in the building hates your guts.
Because that's kind of the impression this man gives. Now, granted, he's only one man.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you look at the allegations, you look at what some things were said in the report when they talked to other coworkers, you hear this guy talk, nobody wants you there, everybody hates you, get out, you got to go to work every day. Could you do it?
Yes, you could. Of course you could.
I don't think you understand how hard,
like,
why do you... Why?
Fully knowing that's how people feel about you, like you're not oblivious to it.
Mm. So when the old show I was on...
Mm-hmm.
We were in another building owned by another company.
Mm-hmm.
And then the place we sit now, this company bought that show. Basically, we moved over. And we didn't want to come.
I see.
And we said some horrible stuff about the people in this building on air.
Ah.
Mm.
Like, with their names.
Smart move.
Not like now, huh?
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, I had no names. We're cool now.
Now I'm a coward. I still feel the way I felt. Now I'm a coward, though.
So when we came over... Now, we were a group, so it's a little different than being a single person, but we were still not wanted in the building from the top down.
Not even close
to
the
yes,
same
thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, when you walk around, nobody wants you in the building. So, yes, it is. Yes, a little bit more safety in numbers, but you're still those people you don't want.
Understood, but you say a little bit more safety. The majority of your day was spent inside this room. In fact, you could come in here and rally each other, and but yeah, everyone knew they don't get us mad. We're cool, man. They're okay. Late, man. Not even close to the same
thing. Oh, I think it's very close. But you weren't there to see it.
Man.
And they came. We had bosses coming in down here, like screaming at us.
Okay.
No, it was ugly.
You deserved it.
Yeah, I'm not saying we didn't. But you will get through it.
Tensions were high.
And this guy shouldn't leave because why would he? He's going to collect the paycheck.
You're saying from his point of view.
Why?
Okay.
Take the money. Listen, you're already, they already don't like you. But they got to work with you because you're the boss. Why would you leave? He's saying he didn't do it.
That's what he's saying.
And most of the time, those guys say they didn't do it. And they stick around. I mean, we've had presidents pull this.
I understand.
Standing there with their old ladies.
But I guess the difference is I always assume when it came to politics especially, there was going to be some yes man or woman that was standing next to him and folks that were so enamored by the power. And it goes all the way down to his job like this. I know it sounds stupid, but there's other towns here that are facing ridiculous scandal where they circle the wagons around these people. Mm-hmm. I assume there was somebody going like, hey, man, it's okay. When you see the deputy supervisor go, yeah, he's got to go. You're out of people.
Because you know he's going to stick. And he may get reelected.
There's no chance.
I wouldn't say that, man. There's a history in this country of scumbags that have got, like,
alleged scumbag here.
Cold photos and video of these guys doing bad. People going, no way. Hey, guess what? Guess who's mayor of D.C. again?
That's a different story.
Same story.
No, because he was at another radio station, said a lot of bad things. It's pretty much the same thing, man.
I guess to your point earlier, the difference would be how many people are still left in his corner. Because you're right. If you have like a loyal following, maybe it doesn't affect you. But if everybody at this point's kind of like, you know what? I don't really want to be associated with that. That's going to be the difference maker.
So let's say, Kimmy, you jump on Mike later this week and you say something so terrible, hurtful to Tommy and I that even people around here go, why would you do that? And all of a sudden you feel the vibe start to turn in the building and nobody wants you here anymore. Could you keep coming into work?
Do I feel sorry about it?
No, could you keep coming and doing your job?
Okay.
Everybody hates you. Everybody hates you. Ugh. Kimmy sucks. She's ugly. Like not talented. Smells kind of weird.
If I came in still thinking I didn't do anything wrong, I probably could.
Really?
Because I'm oblivious. Not oblivious to it. I feel like I'm in the right, so I'm the one that should be here. You're the ones that should be avoiding me kind of thing.
Okay.
Whereas if I genuinely felt like I did something wrong or I'm sorry about it, that's when I would have a tougher time coming in. You know what I mean? And I don't think a lot of people in these positions feel like they did anything wrong.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about an interview done by the deputy town supervisor of Irondequoit over the weekend. The town supervisor is facing allegations of making inappropriate comments towards a former female coworker that went on for a long time. There was an investigation done by an independent law firm. This town supervisor, deputy town supupervisor, and I'm paraphrasing, says things are not good here. Yeah. Work is not getting done like it should. Morale is low. This man needs to resign. They can't fire him. He would have to walk away for him to lose his job.
Yeah.
I think you guys are severely underestimating the role relationships play in you going to work. Because the worst job in the world can be made tolerable by people you like to hang out with. And the best job in the world can be made miserable by folks you hate to be around.
Well, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Just ask Stefan Diggs.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Like, I mean, there are people who will take less money to get away from toxic situations because they can't handle it anymore.
Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, you got to go to work, you got to eat.
Okay. I love guys like that. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Like guys like you think you're so tough.
Do your job.
Because, man, as I'm in my turtleneck sweater and my shaggy, sometimes you just got to make your money, man.
You got to go make your money.
You got to make your money, man.
You just got to grind it out.
Yeah, man. Grind it out. Like if you had like a really good job as a meat cutter. You know, right? You could live in that job forever, make a fantastic living. You had a retirement too, right?
Oh yeah.
In that job, you quit to do stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. Followed a dream.
I did.
The Tommy sitting across from me right now would think that's a stupid move because you got to go to work and eat. You got to eat.
Got to eat, baby.
And you weren't eating, telling jokes. The only thing you were eating was your own up there. Dying on stage. Don't sit here and tell me you think you're tough enough to get
through. You can get through it.
My ass.
You can get through it.
Get out of my face.
You like that check, don't you?
There's a check somewhere else. I will go find a check somewhere else. Bro, I'm telling you, I could not come to work every day if I knew every coworker hated me.
Yeah, it would be really hard.
You go door to door and they hate you. Hey, guys, what's going on in here today?
Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody talks to Tommy. Like, we're your only connection to the outside world.
You do seem very unaffected by anybody's opinion of you, whether they like you or don't like you.
No.
It doesn't change your day at all.
Au contraire. It bothers the hell out of him. He plays it off. No, who am I? Yeah, man, I don't even care. Let me tell you 15 things why that person sucks.
They do suck.
No, but if you didn't care, you'd just be like, yeah, whatever. You then proceed to slaughter them verbally when they don't like you. So that tells me you do care. You just try and pretend that, yeah.
All right, I care enough. I'm not going to lose any sleep over.
Yeah, like he still lays his head on the pillow at night and falls asleep immediately.
Like, yeah, you go around politicking.
I'm not politicking. I'm just trying to be a nice guy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Is that what I sound like?
What are you doing?
Do a good Leno? You seen this? Have you heard about this? So when it comes to everyone at your job hating your guts, this has to be most common with bosses.
Oh, yeah. Right? But that's kind of the role because you gotta make people do things that they don't want to do. So you're going to be the common enemy.
Okay.
But do you think, though, it's easier in that position, though, to isolate yourself or blame it on, well, the boss got to do what the boss has got to do, so you may be a little bit more unaffected if people don't like you? Because there are some people with the mentality of if they're in a management position, you're not supposed to be like.
Okay. I think, Kimmy, I get what you're saying. Mm. I think there are two different kinds of bosses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are the bosses that are brought in from the outside of that workplace. And you're right. You can walk in there with that mentality and say, look, I have a job to do. And
that's impersonal.
Yes, I'm not here to be friends with anybody.
It's business.
The one where it gets complicated is someone that's promoted from.
Yes.
Up to a position where they used to work. Yes, exactly. Right. So those people were your friends. They were people you enjoyed hanging out with, and now you are overseeing them.
Yes.
Right? That's where it would affect.
It gets very awkward.
I mean, I think it's past awkward. I think that once you start to lose that relationship with those people, I mean, it's irreplaceable.
No, you're not going to get it back.
And, like, I mean, I don't mean to stereotype here, but I'm assuming if you're now in a management position coming from a working class position, you're not going to have the most in common with the folks that you're in management with.
Right.
So you're kind of like a man without a country, a woman without a country.
Yeah.
You're like that Tom Hanks movie where he had to live in the airport.
Oh, yeah. Did he ever get out?
No, they had a Cinnabon. It looked like a pretty sweet deal. Like, you got promoted when you worked at the meat place, the grocery store, and banged down three times.
Yeah.
Why?
Amazing.
Oh, because I sucked at managing people.
What were you bad at doing?
Everything. I didn't give a
Hey, almost got banged out here, too.
You didn't give a crap.
I didn't give a crap. Okay. I didn't like the job. I didn't really want it. So,
well, did you also still want to be friends with everybody? And was that part
of the problem? I was like friends with everybody.
Yeah, you didn't want to boss anybody around because you felt like you were still one of the guests.
I always figured, like, it kind of runs itself. It doesn't. And it tanks.
It's so weird that you didn't want to boss anybody around because, Kimmy, I just heard.
Yeah.
I just heard.
What'd you hear?
Smart guy dressed really well this morning. You know, man, I don't even care what other people think about me. Nah, I don't even care. If you didn't care, you'd have been a good boss.
Yeah, but I was like Charlie, chuckle butt. Yeah, I was openly stealing from the department I was running.
Well, isn't that most bosses? And those clubs at Albany, what a bunch of clubs.
And I was getting drunk on Sundays.
Did you take it?
At work.
Which is also in violation of the blue laws.
True. Especially down south.
When they took that position away from you, were you offended at all?
No. I loved it. I hated it. I remember I had this one supervisor. His name was, he had the perfect name for a redneck supervisor. Clint Bates.
That's a great name.
Yeah. He in his office he had an ashtray with a six shooter on it.
Okay,
that was his lighter, and he would sit there and light a cigarette with his six shooter.
Yeah,
Tommy, and he was also kind of a cheesehead. You know what I mean? He was kind of a soft boss.
Okay,
so soft boss over me was also bad because he had to fire me bust me down many times. So having that guy bust me down was kind of a gentle
way
of getting it, you know? Because he'd always make you feel good.
Yeah, well,
you know?
That's
he'd always go, yeah, he goes, you know, Tommy, I hope the next guy goes in there, falls right on his face. I was for you.
By the way, you know when you walked out of that room, he was mother effing you behind your back. Okay.
But I was dumb enough to go, wow, man, he's on my team. He's Team Tommy. Yeah, it was great.
We got Facebook messages coming in. Again, we're talking about the Ronicoid Town Supervisor with the controversy he's facing after an investigation. Details alleged allegations that he made towards a former female coworker involving her body, sexual innuendo, one comment about a hot dog, at the 4th of July festival. The deputy supervisor at Around Equate does an interview with 13WAM over the weekend and saying, and I'm paraphrasing, the town government is not working the way it should. Morale is low. He needs to resign. Mm. He needs to get out. They cannot fire him. So the only thing he can do is either resign or go through a month's, potentially years-long investigation from the state, which by the time that would happen,
he's done.
Exactly.
He's going to write out his term.
But we're talking about going to work knowing everybody hates mm-hmm. you. Ryan writes us on Facebook, tell Duffy every workplace has that old guy that everyone hates for being miserable and lazy, and they never get fired. Mm-hmm. They stay there forever. It's hard to get coworkers fired if they don't do anything wrong.
You can't get their asses out. But
I didn't say that. Was Ryan. I did not make that comment. Lazy ass bitch. Do you think that, before we move on, if every low-level employee banded together to try and get rid of one coworker everybody hated?
Not a boss. We're talking
just
about
a coworker.
Just a coworker. Yeah.
Do you think that would work to get them fired?
It's a heavy lift, though.
Yeah.
To get everybody on board to get rid of one guy.
We all have someone in our heads that we've worked with that everybody hated.
Yeah, but would that person would still have to do something wrong, right?
Like, I mean, we're a right-to-work state.
Yeah, but like if we just say simply we don't like this person, is that enough to push them out?
Because you can't go to your boss and say, we want this guy fired, because he's immediately going to push back because now you're telling the boss how to do his job.
Or you need a reason.
Well, it could be one of those things like, look, you're not around us all the time. I understand. We're just trying to give you a heads up. Like, this guy sucks. Everybody hates this guy. Yeah. Nobody can do their job the right way while this guy's around.
I mean, it could work, but man, that's a lot of work to get rid of one turd.
You never work with a guy that you despise so much that you wouldn't take that swing? All right, so Kimmy, the meeting will be at 10 o'clock today. Everyone else will meet us up there.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The goal for most people, Tommy,
what at?
Not to end up inside a police department.
Yeah.
You know, outside of chaperoning kids on a field trip, nothing good ever really comes from seeing the inside of the PD.
Nope.
So if we all feel that way, what the hell was this woman doing when they gave her the free and clear to go home? You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
What happened?
It is time to head out to one of your favorite places.
Where is that?
Panyan.
Oh, Panyan. Panyan should start heating up soon. Summertime.
Well, it's already hot.
Damn.
Because that's where we're going to find a woman who, before this story even starts, was in a little bit of trouble. The woman, whose age we do not know, had been arrested for a different incident earlier that they do not make clear in this story. But she had been arrested, brought down to the police department in Peña.
Mm-hmm.
She was served an appearance ticket for whatever charge that was.
Yeah.
They took care of all the paperwork and they were told her, okay, you are free to go on your way.
All right.
But she didn't want to leave.
Why?
Don't know.
Okay.
So then the Peña Police Department told her she had to leave.
So she's just sitting there standing there?
Whatever, she's in the building. And they're saying, you're free to go. And she said,
sipping cop coffee.
And then they said, you have to go. And then she said, no. And then they ordered her to leave the police department. But again, she refused.
Does she not have a ride?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, you just wait out. Take a walk.
Yeah, there you go. So, how far are you walking?
All right.
So the Panyan Police Department had to arrest this woman again.
Kind of
giving her what she wanted.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, to your point. Now, this time they charged her with illegally remaining in a secure area of the Panyan Police Department. She was arrested for not leaving the police department after already being arrested. And because of that, she'll have another court date on top of the one that already brought her to the Panyan Police Department in the first place.
Quick question.
Sure.
Okay, so now they arrest her again, but obviously they're going to release her.
Yeah.
Did she leave that time?
So let's talk about the paradox there.
Right.
As far as we know, she eventually left.
Right.
But the police officers want her gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they threaten to arrest her for not leaving the police department. But in arresting her, they are forcing her to stay longer
in
the police department.
She
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
If she doesn't care about being arrested, there's no way the Panyan Police Department could win. Because I guess in theory, this woman could never step foot outside ever for the rest of her life and just continue to sit while she gets arrested over and over again.
Yes.
It's not something the police department would be prepared for.
Because it seems so unlikely, right? That you would want to, your point, just hang out at the cop station all day.
Because like, even if she had court dates for all of the arrests that would eventually come around, they would have to keep arresting her for not leaving.
Yeah. Or chain her up outside.
Okay, that seems inhumane and not a thing.
No, like a runner. Like you give like those dogs. You know, so she can go all the way to the fence and back.
Why would you not want to leave the police department?
Yeah.
I guess Yeah, I got nowhere to go.
Okay.
That would be my only guess.
I have spent a little bit of time, as you have, with your dad and stuff.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of police departments.
Yeah, they're not comfortable.
No, no.
By design.
Very cold.
Yes, and cold bench.
Yeah. I don't even mean temperature-wise. I mean, like, feeling-wise inside the
department. Yeah. It's not fun.
All right, so I'd like to throw out three theories. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, as to why she would not leave the police department.
All right.
One, she was scared to leave.
But that would make sense, like a protection. But that doesn't seem to be the case, because that would be in the story.
Maybe, I don't know, that maybe they didn't get this one side of the story when they did it. I would also like to believe if authorities thought she could be threatened somewhere, there would have been actions taken, but then
that's
again, I don't know. So that would be the one that's reasonable.
All right.
Two, she was still making points she believed had to be made on her first arrest.
Okay, so she was arguing.
Yeah, you don't understand why I was... Right.
I'm not leaving until I get my way.
Exactly, all yes. Right. And what are you going to do, arrest me again?
I've never seen a woman do that.
Three... Hmm? She was into one of the officers.
Oh.
Didn't want to get out of there without a little something, be it a number or an Instagram handle or a peck on the cheek.
Oh, she could be just attracted to the uniform.
Of those three, Kimmy, which one do you believe is most likely? Scared to go, making points, into one of the officers?
I'm going to go with number two, Pat.
Oh. Why do you say?
Because it's kind of one of those things where... You know how people get when they're being told to do something.
Okay.
And
so she was being defiant just to be defiant.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened prior to that, but maybe it was one of those things where it's like, make me.
Okay.
And then they did.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because, I mean, she did leave, it seems, after that incident, so she didn't hang around for a second time and get arrested again for not leaving.
Yeah, because if it was the third thing, let's say she was into one of the officers.
Yeah.
Well, you could kind of use him to coax her outside.
Well, you're, did you play,
you know what
like a pork
bait?
Chop?
A little bit, yeah. Well, I mean, if you...
Yeah, but then listen, he eventually has to go inside.
Yeah, but when you get her out, you lock the door, you know.
Come on out. No, because then you're like...
I can't come in now.
You leave. How bad would that look for a police department in the video? Come on outside and I'll give you a little something. You run back inside the department?
But he could talk to her. He could, like, explain things. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking it's probably the second one.
That she still was trying to make a point.
I'm thinking.
Or, you know, like, let's say she didn't have any... way to get to where she wanted to go, so she had to wait, and they were like, you can't stay here,
but again,
you gotta
go. But again, it's a very small town.
Well,
she could live outside. Wherever she was going could have been outside.
The county line.
Well, here's the thing.
Town.
Yeah, just because she was arrested in Penn Yan doesn't mean she's from Penn Yan. But then again, most police departments, at least everyone I've been in, does have like a waiting area outside of the secure area. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not intimately familiar with the Penn Yan Police Department, so I can't entirely be sure.
It must have been really frustrating for the cops having to deal with that. Because that's not something you would think is coming your way today. I ain't leaving the police station.
Like there were
normally people are trying to get away from
right.
you.
Yeah, like there had to be several like conversations outside of the room she was in where it's like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
There's nothing in the manual that prepared us for this.
I can't toss you out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you could.
Like you said, and lock the door.
But then you'd have to toss her out. For resisting arrest, but it means you have to go get her and bring her back
in. Yeah, it's also complicated.
Yeah.
Because she'd probably be fighting it if she didn't want to leave.
It's too much back and forth.
Creating a situation. 252-WCMF, again, we're talking about this woman happened out in Penn Yan. She was arrested for a charge we do not know. While at the police department, she got her appearance ticket. Everything was taken care of. She was told she could leave.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want to leave. Penn Yan police then told her she had to leave. She insisted on staying. Penn Yan police department then ordered her to leave. Again, she refused. She was then arrested a second time, this time charged with illegally remaining in a secure area of the Penn Yan police department. I think the most interesting part of this story is how people react to the police department based on their background.
Mm.
For example, there are people who are instantly intimidated by the police.
Yeah.
Just driving down the street.
They mean business.
You feel like you did something wrong.
Yeah, you see a cop in your rearview mirror, and your heart starts beating.
Yeah.
And you've done nothing wrong. They are not going to pull you over. But for some reason, you feel guilty.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're worried. And if you were to get pulled over, you will be quiet and sheepish, and you will just want
I'm crapping.
Exactly. Then on the other hand, we all have people in our lives that have no problem telling cops what they think the actual situation is. For whatever reason, they will give them a piece of their mind. They will share where they think the police officer was wrong to their face.
Yep.
And I'll be honest with you. You know, you look at those people as wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That are going to question the cops.
Why?
Well, where do you think you're going with this? Like, once they have you,
okay.
It's game over. You running your mouth is
That's
just a deeper You're just making a deeper hole for yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this police state Tommy joining us here in the break room?
Go get a lawyer.
Just get down and give in, man. Don't even fight. If Tommy was leading the Revolutionary War, we'd all be sipping tea. Man!
But listen, man. You think your squat house mama drama is going to get you?
Squat house mama drama.
But that's what it is.
Dope job and weed transport. You don't take care of your kids. No, I'll be honest with you. I don't know which is the right way to be, because I do kind of resent the feeling that I feel guilty when I did nothing wrong when I see that thing in the rearview mirror. But I also understand that these folks are just doing their job, so I don't want to be like, what's the right way to do it? Where's the happy medium?
Obey the police officer.
Okay, for God's sake.
Show me where once arguing with a cop got you anywhere, but in more trouble.
I don't know. Where there's some guys that would argue, all you got to do is just, like, you know, admit your faults, and then...
Well, that's not arguing.
Politely arguing.
But that's why they have lawyers.
I didn't know.
I just find... Well, yeah, but not everyone can afford a lawyer, man.
You get what's the busted lawyer?
What do you call that? Go ahead. What's it called?
What's the...
go ahead.
The government lawyer they give you.
Government lawyer?
Yeah.
Right next to that hunk of government cheese?
He's always got, like, a ponytail... And one pupil's bigger than the other.
Public defender.
They're always kind of they're always like something wrong with them.
Yeah, no, there's great stories about public.
They're a little shaky.
Those people do God's work. They work as hard as they can. There's only a handful of them, right?
I know, but they're like busted ass poor people.
For God's sakes, okay. No, I'm not yelling, argue with the police all the time. I just don't know what the right way to be is, because you should have the ability to, like, you know, talk
your way out of it.
I guess the way out of it's the wrong way. But maybe.
But that's what they say. Everything you say is going to be used against you, idiot.
I don't think that's how that goes.
Yeah. It's the Andrews Law.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good to hear from you, buddy.
So my theory is that while she was there, the public peer was there, and he was pounding a lot of water while he was in the office. And then they finally got rid of him. She didn't want to leave because she was afraid she was going to get peed on by a public peer guy from last summer.
Oh, Ben.
Wow.
Man. Hey, can we call the police for this call? Is this call against the law?
World's worst callback.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
Also, Pena needs to get their crap together as a whole, because I feel like you guys talk about them almost every other day.
No, I'm telling you, we talk about Penyan maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks.
It's usually summertime.
Yeah, and
it's like Canandaigua.
More than any other town in Rochester, though. Like,
oh,
it's ridiculous.
No.
There's three towns that heat up in the summer. Penyan,
Finger Lake towns.
Canandaigua, and Batavia.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And Batavia, yeah.
Hot town, somewhere in Batavia.
Finger Lake town, though. That's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, Ben, what do you want from us, man? We're already working with nothing with this terrible call.
I was trying to make a joke, but I guess it's not funny.
We'll get started.
It was funny in my head.
Great, Ben.
I'm
great.
Sorry.
Great. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest. Hey, buddy, wait. By the way, can I ask you how your date went over the weekend? Not good. I'm sorry.
Well, it didn't happen?
All right, for those who don't know, Ben had a first date with a woman. They were going to go on
go-karting.
A go-kart trip. That kind of fell through, so he ended up at the beach eating dinner. You were going to take her to the go-karts again this weekend. That didn't happen, Ben?
No.
I'm sorry, bud.
It was because Tommy... Can you turn Tommy's mic off?
Absolutely, it's off.
No, don't. Come on. If he don't hurt the kid...
My mic is off.
I love how he thinks that.
I love how you're like, my mic is off as I speak into my mic.
No,
you don't have to tell us, Ben. You don't have to tell us.
No, I want to tell you guys because I am an honest dude, and that's how I've always been every time I call.
Okay, I warned you.
No, it's fair. It's fine. I did it to myself. No, so I messed up the first date, and so that's why we canceled the second date, is because the first date sucked so bad. I mean, we still had a good time, but it is what it is. But so she canceled the date. All and right. But... We are still friends.
That's good. Plenty of fish in the sea, Ben.
There's still hope.
No, wait, no. There's no hope with that one. The other one, though. New people, Ben. New people.
Yes.
Plenty of fish.
This is true.
All right, Ben. Thanks for the call, buddy. Sorry about your date.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I'll see you guys.
There goes Ben.
We had a great time, but it sucked.
I think I figured out why this woman didn't want to leave the police department.
Yeah.
She was supposed to go on a date with Ben.
It was out front in a go-kart. It was a great day, but it sucked.
Look, I guess what I'm getting at is this.
What's that?
When it comes to being instantly intimidated versus running your mouth, you're right. Those are extremes on either side. But I don't know. You shouldn't feel guilty for doing nothing wrong. And if you do have an issue, you should be able to say something. I guess what I'm saying is there's a difference between a disagreement and watching some Pittsburgh mom who was pulled over for speeding melt down on
top. Yeah, being belligerent.
Or watching like an old man wait for the cops to show up on his yard to explain why he hit his neighbor with a rake, assuming the cause would be like, oh, yeah, that made sense. Mm-hmm. I absolutely would have done. There's a happy medium there, but I don't know what the medium is.
Well, to your point, I think most guys my age figure, oh, the cops are going to agree with me.
Well, yeah, because you're a bunch of idiots.
Yes.
Everything has always gone well for me so far, therefore I'm right. Because, like, you know, I grew up around cops. My old man being a cop, I was in that bagpipe band. Right. I was down, I hung out with all those guys all the time. I am not intimidated by police officers because I just see them as, like, people I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You saw them after hours.
Exactly. Well, I mean, even on hours, like, you know, they're just people.
No, I'm talking about your dad. He was always after
hours. No, he was after hours, man.
Officer after hours.
So, like, it's funny. Like, I'll be in a car with a buddy who gets pulled over and start to freak out, and I can't relate to it. Mm. I don't get it.
My ass. Yeah, you're that guy. Locks up.
You immediately get a little nervous.
It doesn't happen. I mean, again, I get that you guys had different upbringings.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, right? Like, you instantly feel like you feel guilty, and you're Mr. like, oh, man, nobody can tell me nothing. I say what I want. I tell me they check me out. Hello, sir. I'm sorry. Even when the chief of police from Irondequoit?
Yeah, somebody called in.
Called the show to explain something we were talking about. You're butthole puckered so tight.
Yeah, you spent the whole time making fun of the story.
Yeah.
I get tight.
Well, I'm laughing with the guy. We're having a grand old time. Yes, sir. No,
they have pistols.
Sorry, sir.
I don't want to get shot. What if he shoots me?
Through the phone?
Oh,
because, you know, they can shoot you. And
no, they can't. No, they can't.
Stop. He was coming for my gun.
No.
His little hand was going for
my
pistol.
Look, would he get a medal from everyone else in Rochester? Or if it was you, yes, he would. But that's not going to happen. Let's take a break.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy?
Yeah, buddy?
This is a travesty.
Travesty.
A man who earned something.
Mm-hmm.
Something that every man dreams of as a child.
Yeah.
And because of something he may have had to do as part of his job, he was not there to participate.
Oh, that sucks.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we told you about a remarkable Rochester story between two guys from our town that are living their dreams.
Mm.
Isaiah Stewart, he plays for the Detroit Pistons. He's a big man out there, very tough and scary. They call him Beef Stew.
Mm-hmm.
Not Chris Bryant. Oh, my goodness. Why am I blanking on the kid's
name? Thomas
Bryant. Thank you. Jeez, I'm losing my mind. Long weekend. Thomas Bryant, who plays for the Indiana Pacers, another big man. He's had a great career being a second-round pick, bouncing around. They were facing off against each other.
And a Rochester kid.
Yes. At the top of the paint, as the game is underway, the two got a little tangled up.
Yep.
And Isaiah Stewart did not like the fact that they got tangled up, it seems. So he shoved Thomas Bryant. So he gets thrown out of the game.
Okay.
Flagrant foul. Now, fun fact, Isaiah Stewart leads the NBA in flagrant fouls.
Oh.
That was his sixth flagrant foul of the season. And for those who don't know, once you hit that number, you are automatically suspended for a game.
Oh, I did not know that.
This is true. Okay. So, on Friday night, Isaiah Stewart was not allowed to participate in the Pistons versus Mav game.
So I had to sit out.
Yeah, and normally, that's not a huge deal. The problem, Friday night in Detroit, was Isaiah Stewart bobblehead night.
Oh, no.
He was suspended for his own bobblehead night.
So is he allowed in the building?
He's allowed in the building. Okay. He just can't dress. He can sit on the bench. But it's his bobblehead night.
So was he there?
He was there. I would assume he was there.
Not playing.
So they couldn't move bobblehead night?
Well, I mean, people will. I know this sounds silly.
Yeah, you're right.
Already got the bobbleheads.
People plan for this.
That's not the problem. People will buy tickets that collect bobbleheads just to get the bobbleheads.
Okay.
So you can't move bobblehead night. In fact, this happened in Pittsburgh. Quick sidebar. There were a shipment of Yermar Yager bobbleheads, you know, the hockey player, to honor him one night. The shipment was stolen.
They stole
a truckload of bobbleheads.
What are they going to do with
them? Did they ever find it?
They did.
In the Czech Republic?
No, I believe that the Penguins had to pay a ransom to get the bobbleheads
Come
back.
Come on.
You can Google the story. I believe that's what happened. Long story short, the people that went to the game that night, they made sure they gave them all vouchers to get their bobblehead when it arrived in Pittsburgh.
All right. But how does... I said, Beef Stew, we can't play.
Can't play that
night.
But
he's in a building.
He is in the building.
And they're bobbleheads.
Your bobbleheads are there.
But I'm trying to figure out what got affected.
Well, I mean, he didn't get to play on his own bobblehead night. What do you mean, yeah?
Well, I didn't know, like, was he signing stuff or...
I'm sure he...
Yeah, they probably maybe had, like, the first however many fans.
I will say this.
Sometimes.
It's a more memorable story now. It really is. Like, you got to go... You got that bobblehead the night he was suspended. Is a way better story than just it was bobblehead night. At least there's a little backstory.
Especially if you're known as the guy who gets suspended. You know,
I think it's kind of
as a nice side-by-side.
Okay, it's a better night for the fans. You're right. I got the beef stew.
You get to see him throw a couple of balls in the air. Who cares?
I got the beef stew bobblehead the night he wasn't allowed to play. But if you're Isaiah Stewart, if you're beef stew, look, man, I know you're weird because you have no athletic ability and never been on a team in your life.
Well, I'm also not a collector.
Every man's dream.
Mm-hmm.
Is to have their own bobblehead giveaway night.
Yeah.
And if a man tells you no, other than Tommy, he's lying. And even the best of the best folks that make it to professional sports maybe get one bobblehead night. Like, they're very expensive to do. They don't come around all that often.
Okay.
Only the cream of the crop or the fannest of the favorites get their own bobblehead night.
So was he... At least recognize, like, did they do announcements?
Oh,
like,
of course. I'm sure they had, like, you know,
even though he's suspended, could they say, you know, the lights on him, he thanks the crowd?
Sure, but, like, he's in street clothes. Like, I'm sure they had pre-produced stuff all night, right, that they were running throughout the game, and he's not playing in the game. That, I would argue, that is cruel and unusual punishment and should be banned by the federal government. No matter what your league says, I think there should be a federal law that you cannot be suspended on your own bobblehead night.
See, I always thought, like, these players didn't really care. Like, they didn't care about bobblehead. Like, they're multimillionaires. They got all these accolades their whole life. You know, they get everything. Like, do they care about a stupid doll that the fans get?
It's an interesting question.
Well, this is your night.
But,
I mean, the,
you're also a star player in the in a city that caters to you.
Yeah.
So, like, do they, like, I always figure half these guys don't even, like, sign an autographs. They just do it because there's money.
So I think that, so at least on the ones we've talked to, the guys love signing autographs for kids. It's the folks they think are going to sell them. They don't want to sign for
But you can't filter those people out.
Exactly. I get where you're coming from with that argument. But I think there is something so unique about a bobblehead giveaway that those guys care. I think they care.
Yeah, like, do they, I do wonder, with all those athletes especially, do they display their own bobbleheads? Like, do they have a place set out in their home, like, with their awards and things like that, to put their bobblehead? Or do they want, like, or do they think it would be, like, weird to display your own bobblehead?
All right, now, I'm not a professional athlete. Breaking news. I will say this. If I was given my own bobblehead night, the first thing you would see when you walked in my house was a display I would have custom made, under glass, lights on it. The bobblehead.
Shrine.
I was
bobblehead
I would, my own bobblehead shrine.
So I would walk into your house and I would see a bobblehead.
Yeah.
And then I would pivot a little bit and see your own stupid head.
Yeah.
Right next to it. Also bobbling.
You wouldn't want your own bobblehead.
No.
Is it because you're already a human bobblehead?
I'm probably. It's lifelike. Oh, your mom was there? I was bobbling last night, baby.
252 WCMF. Rochester's own Isaiah Stewart, after getting into a shoving match with Rochester's own Thomas Bryant, was suspended Friday night for his game versus the Mavs. Six flagrant foul of the season, but that night, unfortunately, was Isaiah Stewart bobblehead night. He was suspended for his own bobblehead night. He may have been the only athlete in history that could have walked through the door to get his own bobblehead because he wasn't playing that night. I love bobbleheads, man.
So I know people that... You can have a bobblehead made of anybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. There's like a website where you could do custom bobbleheads.
Because I know people that have done it, and it's the saddest thing.
I agree with you. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah, like, you gave yourself a bobblehead.
No, I know.
It was like a big groomsman gift for a while.
If somebody gives you a bobblehead of you, that's okay, though, right, Kimmy? Not sad?
If somebody gives
if
you
somebody
one.
Gives you
I
nobody.
Mean, like, if you didn't have a...
You're a schlub. I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
You didn't do it for yourself.
It's a joke. I mean, I will say this. If you're in on the joke, yes. If you're going, like, I have my own bobblehead, like, I have buddies that would brag about it.
No, I get you. Okay.
That's sad.
We now have to draw a line. You're right. If you are given a bobblehead, a single bobblehead by somebody else that had made for you, I'm not displaying that. But if it's a giveaway, stadium giveaway, I'm displaying that bobblehead.
So I had a buddy, big baseball guy.
Yeah.
And also a big loudmouth, right?
Okay.
See, remember when Louisville Slugger, you could get, I mean, they probably still do it, you could get your own autograph bat.
Oh, yeah, with your own signature on it.
He's got one. Under glass at his house.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
But he's serious about it.
Like,
not like it's a joke. Like, you know, You're not a New York Met, man. You paid the fee and had it shipped, and it's under glass, but he's serious.
It's got,
yeah, my first question would be, whose bad is that? And then when you say it's mine.
Well, I'm in your house, and it's got your name on it. He's also the kind of guy who, he's not really a businessman, but he has a desk at his house. And you ready for this?
What?
He has a nameplate.
In his own house?
In his own house.
In case somebody who doesn't know him walks into his house.
Okay. You're in the office of Rick right now.
Okay.
That's sad.
That is sad. You're right. I agree with you. That guy said.
Like you're like pretending to be somebody.
Oh, the nameplate is more sad than the bad. I want the
absolutely.
Bad.
Absolutely.
I want the bad.
But they all kind of match up. Especially if you, I will say, if you display this stuff proudly, you're a dick.
252 WCMF. We got hot bobblehead talk happening in the break room. Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
Listen, you guys are going to beat me up for this.
No.
I know it. But, you know, it just kind of strikes me. I'm not a big sports person.
Okay.
To just start out. But, you know, this guy's been cited 6 times, you said?
Well, a 6 flagrant foul, but that's kind of his job. He's like, he's an enforcer for the Pistons.
Kind of like a goon.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call him a goon. The guy could play.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So is he like a premier player then?
I wouldn't call him premier.
Bobblehead.
If I could,
he's got his own soup.
If I can give you an equivalent, I would call him a Ryan Fitzpatrick to the Buffalo Bills, where the guy can play. He is a fan favorite. Everybody loves him.
Journeyman.
He hasn't moved yet. I'm saying he goes to work. He works hard.
Right.
He does his job, and people love him for it. Chris.
Yeah, my thought is just. I mean, you know, I'm glad I don't have young kids anymore. It just seems to me, especially with all the attention that he gets, it's kind of a bad example to set, wouldn't you say?
No, I hear you. I wish the NBA would go back to the way it used to be.
Yeah, it was like, gentle.
Right? Yeah, like in the 80s with the Pistons and, how about Kermit Washington literally paralyzing Rudy Tomjanovich and center ice, go YouTube. That, Chris, what are you talking about? The NBA's way more laid back than it used to be.
Okay, I don't know. Like,
okay,
I said,
fair
I'm
enough,
not...
he said. Fair enough.
You know.
Chris,
I don't mean to get up.
No, you're fine.
Play like gentlemen. He wants a gentleman's game.
A gentleman, a handshake and a basket, and then we stop the game and go the other way.
A quality bobblehead.
Chris, go buy the NBA League Pass and watch Beef Stew. You'll see what we're talking about.
Okay.
There goes Chris.
He's not going to do that.
Of course he's not. Of course he's not.
I don't really watch sports, but I have a hot take.
It is funny, though. That's not the only take I've heard, because the same guys that will argue the NBA now is soft, are making the argument, well, that just looks thuggish. Well, what do you want? What do you want?
Yeah.
Bill Laimbeer is rearranging people's faces.
Yeah.
You know, like Isaiah Stewart pushing his buddy from back home to the ground.
But I think there was
they had
those bench clearing brawls back with the Lakers and the Celtics back in the day, right?
And those videos were awesome.
Yeah. Like the whole team and half the city was on the floor.
Now, my favorite
is the same guys that complain about flopping, say, you know, the game's not what it used to be.
I feel like I'm arguing with your dad right now.
Yeah.
No, like when you would watch Larry Bird.
Set an example.
Larry Bird and Kareem literally squaring up on the floor looking for a place to throw a punch. All right, let's take a break.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of 2 World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.